outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Three-Day Weekend Survivor.
Mr. Three-Day Weekend Survivor.
Another long holiday weekend is over, and you regale us with tales of woe.
You did too much yard work, too many projects, too much running around, but you didn't get enough rest.
Gee, you never worked that hard around here.
Really, man, we don't care.
And need a break from your whining, yeah.
So the next time the martyr of the mini vacation shows up late and says, I need another long weekend to recover from my long weekend, don't strangle. Instead, salute Mr. Three-Day Weekend Survivor, a real American hero.
Mr. Three-Day Weekend Survivor.
No, it's not Friday yet, you slacker.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to the new year. It's Monday, January 3rd. We're here with the studio live. With the studio? No, we're here in
the
studio with each other. And we are live and alive on the new year.
Live.
Welcome to 2011 or 2011, as Kira would say.
2011, and it's going to be heaven.
Well, welcome to you. Welcome to the new year. And
I feel like we teleported or something.
Yeah, huh? I've got the new look with my goatee.
He does have a new look.
Yeah.
He's got a new look. He's got a...
I'm getting some compliments on
it,
believe it or not.
I like it. It's kind of a cool laid-back casual look, and it's not too, like, bushy or anything. It's like just more like an outline.
Right, yeah. And but now I'm going to have to trim it, which gets to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, too much facial hair. I mean, some men can work it, but for the most part, it's like this guy at work. He's one of he's a bus boy, but he's like an older man.
Right.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he goes, oh, mi amor, and he always comes up to give me like a hug and a kiss, and I always kind of pull back a bit. But he's an older guy, so I don't want to tell him no, you know, like an older, like 60-something-year-old man.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I got to thank for them. No, I'm just lying. Anyway, no, but he gives me like a kiss on my cheek, and he's got like long overgrown mustache hairs that kind of touch my cheeks.
And I can imagine. It wouldn't feel that great.
I'm not feeling it.
My wife's still getting used to it when I kiss her and stuff, you know?
Does she like it or no?
Well, she likes the beard, but I'm not sure she likes the way it feels.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah. I think if you're making out, I don't know how often you guys get a good kiss make out on. It can really do some damage.
It can get in the way, huh?
It can do some damage to the lips or give you acne.
Yeah.
The oils can give you like some breakouts.
Yeah, or give you a rash on your face or something.
Exfoliates and then it pumps it full of like dirty oils.
Yeah.
And you get breakouts. Yeah.
Yeah. So how was your New Year's?
What did I do New Year's? Oh, you know, it's really anticlimactic. I got off work, and here's the thing, you know, I am such a party hard kind of girl. I love to go out and have fun, but I get tired like around 10 or 11.
Yeah, okay.
So all day people are coming into the restaurant, they were eating, and everybody's excited and talking about what they're going to do. And I'm like, I'm going to get my hair done. I'm so excited. I'm going to get my outfit. Mm-hmm. Ah, 2011. Like, I was really excited.
Right.
And then, you know, 11 o'clock hit, and I was like, just now leaving the house. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So I was going to go to these two different parties, and I ended up just going to Bird's, which is right by my house, and didn't really do much. We went and brought in the new year at Bird's and came home. And Bird's is always fun.
Yeah, I
suppose.
But it
was just a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, it's commonplace because we go there a lot, my roommates and I. So, but what about you? Did you do anything?
Well, we went to Jeff's party. You know, Jeff did have a party.
He did.
He canceled it, and then he announced it again. So,
really?
Yeah. So we went there. There weren't a lot of people, not like the last time.
Oh, really?
And so we didn't stay very long. You know, we went home for midnight to drink champagne and kiss and all that kind of stuff.
Sweet.
Watch the ball dropping.
I would have liked to do that. I would have liked a big... fat kiss.
Yeah.
Last year I was dating a guy and we did that. We're like,
You should have just grabbed anyone that was around.
No, I don't want some nasty man's mouth on me. I don't know where it's been.
Yeah, so, but I was thinking of you at the party because this woman showed up with a huge cleavage.
Oh, God.
But she was much older than you, probably my age or something.
Right, so he's comparing
and,
me to it.
But no, she had some healthy boobs.
Healthy
boobs. And then she and her date, whatever, started talking to us and stuff. There was a fire show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and which was pretty cool.
Mm.
And... yeah, and then we left. I mean, there weren't that many people. I didn't feel that very festive. And it was freezing outside. You know,
oh,
inside,
man.
It was, you know, it wasn't that much fun. So you go outside and it's freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one heater, so everybody huddled around it. And,
get to know everyone, though.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was laid back, but it was a cool... You know, I mean, I don't like to go out and spend $300 on dinner or something.
No, I know you don't. Even if you had it, you're not going to do it.
Exactly. I mean, because I think it's robbery. I really do.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, why would food that usually costs $50 cost $300? And you'd be more crowded because they add more fucking tables and shit, usually at the restaurants.
Yeah, they're making their money, man.
Yeah. You know,
well, you're going for
going
an
out.
Experience, an ambiance. You're going for an experience.
But what's the experience there exactly? I mean,
listen,
you
Mr.
Eat,
Practical,
you know?
You need to go have fun and shake a tail feather. So you
yeah,
go,
but
you
I'm not
twinkle.
Spending that fucking kind of money.
Nobody's holding the gun to your head telling you have to, but I'm just saying, get out there, shake a tail feather. Well, you know, I'm proud of you for going out to the party.
Yeah.
Did Dina like it?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, it was okay. It was okay.
Well, I got some adult updates.
Adult updates?
I'm being more of an adult this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear
Let me tell you, I no longer share a bedroom.
Ah. Welcome to the real world.
My roommate that we share. Okay, for those of you guys that live in LA, which is most of you, this is what people do that are doing the acting thing. Some people rent out their living rooms. I knew a guy that rented out his closet and rented it for $200 a month and somebody lived in it.
Really?
Yeah.
The closet? Like a walk-in closet or something? Wow.
Yeah. Like I know people that $200 a month live behind a couch, that kind of thing.
Wow.
And, you know, that's... So I've gone on and off by, you know, renting out half my room, you know, when things are tight. Well, one of my roommates... and I were sharing a bedroom, you know.
Right.
You guys knew that, but just an update. So anyway, the other roommate that had her own room...
She moved out,
so my other roommate took it. So now it's just two of us, and we have all this space now, and it's like the most adult feeling. But we're kind of like...
I'm sure.
We still hang out all the time. Like, we, you know, we're still like... She's like, dude, can we use this closet and make it all of our costumes? Because we have all these crazy costumes.
Right.
I was like, hold on. Do we need to use it for something else? Do we need other supplies? I was like, we have nothing else. Go for it. Make it a wig and costume closet.
So, I mean, does she look like she's staying? I mean, are you guys going to stay roommates?
She's decided
or
to not deport herself until the summer. So.
Oh, nice. So you guys are going to stay together.
Yeah.
Are you going to get another roommate or no? Don't do it this time.
No. I'm just going
to... Once you get used to having your own room, it'll be
No, I've had it. I've had really nice places before with my own space. And then, you know, you downsize when you can't afford it or you split it or whatever. And I think it's time. I've just, you know, I've... Up until recently, my car was, and still is quite, the trunk was packed with my stuff going to Texas. I just took some of that stuff out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I still have a suitcase in my trunk I got to take out. Yeah, you know.
It just takes time, right?
You just don't get too settled anywhere in this town, because you never know. You never know if you're going or staying or whatever. So you just stay mobile.
So you
stay light.
You got half your shit in your trunk.
You stay light. Yeah. Keep it light. But no, my room looks really cute now, and I feel very adult.
Yeah.
About time.
Yeah.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah, well, talking about cars, I was telling you this morning, you saw my car this morning.
Oh, man, brutal.
We went to have some ice cream over here at Menchie's yesterday.
That's what you get. I love Menchie's.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, man.
It's actually like frozen yogurt, right? It's not really ice cream.
No, it's like frozen, soft serve ice cream, but in frozen yogurt. It's really good.
Yeah, it is good. So we go in there. It was pouring rain yesterday, and so we sat there. We ate our ice cream. We're coming out. I parked parallel next to the curb, and we're going out in the rain. We both notice at the same time that something's wrong with the front of my car.
Oh, shoot.
We get closer. The fucking grill is on the ground, and the whole fucking front end is...
Oh, it was all on the ground?
Yeah.
I bet you...
The grill was on the ground.
I got to tell you guys, I've seen Sam when things get wrong here technically with the computer, and I've seen him start cussing, and I told you guys, I laugh because it's funny to me. Because he gets all intense and I can't stop but laughing. I probably would have lost it watching you. I'd have been a little scared for you to be around.
Well, I wasn't going out of control. I mean, for sure, you know. I mean, I was more in shock. You know, the whole front end was fucking you know, bent in and shit, out of shape. And I'm like, who the fuck did this? You know, I mean, the car is parked. You know, you drive so carefully trying to avoid accidents, to be careful and all this shit. So then when you park, people hit you. And I don't know how I remembered. I must have glanced or something out the window when we were having the ice cream, that I sort of knew there was a black SUV in front of me. And I thought, yeah, an SUV would fucking do this, backing up or something, you know, because they're like tanks. And but then we go in, you know, I mean, it was raining, so we hurry to get into the car, and there's a note. Someone left a note on there. And it was a woman. She wrote, I'm sorry, you know, I pulled in and I didn't see your car and blah, blah, blah. But here's my phone number. I'll take care of it, which I thought was nice, you know. So I called her, and sure enough, she had a black SUV. Nothing happened to her car at all. Nothing. And mine fucking fell apart, man.
Yeah.
And it's a new car, you know. I mean, I've had it less than a year. And yeah, but I was, you know, I was more in shock than I was pissed. So that's why I didn't start going off and
what did Dina
cursing
say?
And shit. She was just as shocked as I was. So what a pain in the ass now. You have to go and take it in and take a rental car. And the car is never the same after it's been through an accident. You
well,
know? All the body shop people going in and out of your car. And I don't know, man. It's not the same. It's not a virgin anymore. And that irritates me.
Like a virgin. Never been crushed for the very first time. That's kind of funny.
So, yeah, I mean, you know,
I'm
what
so
a fucking
sorry.
Day.
I'm
you
so
know,
sorry,
what a,
okay?
What a day to start 2011,
I'm
man.
I'm really sorry, okay?
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are, but it doesn't do me any good.
Look, I know that sucks, and hopefully, you know, everything will come together. Because, I mean, at least you have insurance, right?
I have insurance. The car does run, so it's good. I hope there's no frame damage, you know. So in that case, it might not be a big deal. But still, the whole front end has to be replaced. The fender on the side, man. I just don't have the patience
for
this.
But you don't have to pay for any of it, right?
Probably not, no. I mean, her insurance is going to cover it, so I won't have to pay any deductible or anything, you know. Yeah. So did you watch any TV New Year's Eve? I mean,
No.
Did you watch the Dick Clark thing?
No, well, it's one of the things that went with my roommate.
Yeah?
A couple
the TV?
Well, a couple couches, and she had a monster. Her ex-husband, when we were all living together, because at one point we all lived together.
Right.
He had a huge flat screen, or not, kind of a flat screen TV that took up almost a whole wall. And now we're down to Sarah's TV, which is a decent-sized TV. Like, you would you'd think it's normal, but we're so used to watching a whole wall of TV.
Right. Did it
that
seem small
we're
now?
Like, is this normal? Is this what normal people do?
Like watching a computer screen or something?
Yeah,
what
I mean,
is it, like 32-inch or something?
I think it's like 30-something or 40-something.
Really?
It's not that... It's like... Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's a decent size. Yeah. You know, flat screen.
Oh, so she does have a flat screen.
Yeah, it's a flat screen, but it's still kind of, you know...
Yeah.
It's just a little bit kind of like, you know...
Yeah. So they have the Dick Clark New Year's Eve thing, and Ryan Seacrest is there too as well, you know. But what I don't understand is why is Dick Clark there? You know he's had a stroke, right? And he sits there and he talks like this where he can't understand a word.
That's sad.
It is very sad, but why would he get on there and, you know, and show the world how terribly he's doing? And it's definitely not something that's festive to watch him. So, you know, I don't know who the nut is that decided to let him go up there. But, you know, if it's him that insists on this, then I figure nobody's going to tell
considering
him.
Considering it's named after the man, he can do whatever he wants.
Exactly.
And
he's the boss.
Do,
and they say, you know, I was thinking, who the hell's going to tell him don't go up there, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, he's going to do what he's going to do.
Yeah.
You know.
So I couldn't watch that much. So we switched to CNN with Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin.
How was that? Because she cracks me up.
Yeah, she's funny. And, you know, I mean, the funny part about watching this is you don't know when she's going to drop the F-bomb. But, you know, it occurred to me that all that's happening there is she's saying funny things and Anderson Cooper just cracks up. He doesn't really say much. You know, she takes over the whole show, and he's just laughing at what she says, and I'm thinking to myself, that's not a cool show.
Because there's no give and take, or what?
Yeah, I mean, you'd expect him to give you some content, but he's just there.
Do you think it's more, he's not...
And he's very straight. I mean, I can see where they want to pair him together and shit.
Yeah, they're very opposite.
But it doesn't work. I don't think it works at all.
Well, do you?
He's just way too straight, man.
Is it his issue or is it her issue?
I think it's his issue.
Oh, okay. So he's just not, he's not bringing enough heat.
No, he's not bringing enough content or anything. He just tries to keep stay on focus on what's going on, but she obviously doesn't let him. And, you know, they just stand there, and he's laughing the whole time. I mean, what kind of a show is that?
You know, yeah.
I'm supposed to laugh as the viewer, not him.
Okay.
But at any rate, yeah, so that was kind of a downer, too. And but then the ball dropped, and everything was okay.
I really like her, though. I love Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, I just think that she is just... I've met her a couple times. I mean, not that she'd ever even remember that. But,
yeah.
You know, she's not going to remember the time I was like, would you like to take that to go? Or, you know, she's not going to remember those times. But yeah. Anyway, I do. But she is just such a lovely person. Very thank you. She'd always say thank you. And she's chatty and nice. And,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, very down to earth.
Yeah, she's pretty cool, you know,
yeah,
but she
really
spares
cool.
nobody, man.
You know? I don't find her to be really mean, though.
No?
I think she, no, I mean, I think there's other comics that have a more of a bite.
Yeah.
I think she's makes fun of herself and, you know.
Yeah.
So.
It's only those roasts. Have you ever listened to a roast where they roast
yeah,
someone?
Yeah, I'm not big into
roasts. I mean,
roasts.
Those are pretty, like, brutal, you know?
Yeah, I'm not that big into roasts.
No?
No.
I like it because they roast everybody, not just the person, you know. They roast each other, too. All
yeah.
these comedians.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So my brother just went on a cruise.
Oh, how cool. Caribbean
yeah.
cruise? Or Mexican cruise?
You know, he did some kind of cruise. He doesn't like to fly, and so he does these cruises. But he's supposed to have proposed to his girlfriend. I know that they're back, so I want to know if he really did.
If he proposed
it.
Or not?
Yeah.
Mm.
I need to call him and find out. We can do it right now if we want.
Nah, I think we'll spare him the...
Okay.
The humiliation.
Whatever. It's my brother. It doesn't count.
Okay, so here's brief notes. Shania Twain is married. Do we care?
Again, or this is the after since she's been cheated on and stuff?
Yeah, wasn't she cheated on? I think I heard that too, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she married this French guy.
Well, that's good. I want her to be totally...
Or maybe he's Canadian, right? Because she's Canadian. He's got a French name.
Yeah.
And they were married in Puerto Rico.
Well, she's a great... I mean, not that she and I go back way far or anything, but she's a great girl. You know, her story is she took care of her whole family. Her parents were gone or sick.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
So she, like, literally just took, you know, took care of her whole brothers and sisters. And, you know, those are the kind of people you like to see win. You like to see them really just on top of the world because they're humble. There's
right.
humility.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, both their spouses had an affair. I think with each other, right?
Oh, no,
isn't that
shit.
What that is? That now that
no,
like,
wait a minute. These aren't the two people that were cheated on, and now they got together.
Yeah,
really?
Isn't that it?
Get
because,
it straight, Sam. We should
look.
Figure this
I
out.
Mean, it says they're finding solace with each other after their spouses allegedly had an affair, breaking up both marriages.
Oh shit, this is.
Yeah, so these are the spouses, man.
They should double date.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, that would be so funny if they did double date, huh?
Yeah. That's funny.
Man, no, that's crazy.
Yeah. So so they're married.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie Bertinelli is getting married too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now let's see who she's married to. She was married to Eddie Van Halen, of course, and she found a guy named Tom Vital. I don't know who he is.
Mm.
And Saturday night they got married.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She looks pretty good, actually. You know, she gained a lot of weight and stuff. And
I thought she was like one of the wasn't she one of the spokespeople for like a lose weight kind of thing?
Yeah, Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig or
one
something.
Of those,
one
yeah.
of those, yeah. But yeah, when she gained a lot of weight. But she looks good now. Yeah. And so that's her situation. And then we have Zsa Gabor. Her lower leg has to be amputated. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah. I guess she's got some kind of a complication and stuff. So they're saying that she was taken to a hospital and, yeah, part of her leg is going to be removed, man. I don't know why. They're not. Are they really saying?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's got a wound. Yeah, her leg. She developed a lesion on the leg that had swollen a while back. Wow.
So,
how old is she? Let's see.
I don't know. So listen, I'm gearing up for the marathon.
Yeah.
I told a few friends that I was doing the marathon.
Oh, so you're letting it out. Now you have to do it, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's a big deal, but it's not like, I mean, I do crazy shit all the time.
Yeah.
So I told a few friends that one of my friend's husbands, I was like, yeah, I'm running for the marathon. He's like, you're doing the marathon? I was like, I did it last year. I didn't really train. He's like, but you were running more last year. And I was thinking, like, do you keep up with my freaking fitness schedule? And yeah. I'm thinking, oh, ye of little faith. There's so many people that are like naysayers out there. There's so many yeah. people that are like, when you tell them you're going to do something that's outrageous, they're like, yeah. And I know it, he didn't really even think of that through. It's not like he was trying to insult me. It's right. just, I kind of feel that a lot of people are quick to go, but how? But why?
Uh-huh.
You know? So anyway, so I ran almost 10 miles on Saturday.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
from just running 3 miles here and there.
Really?
So my training wasn't even up to that, and I did it. So I'm really excited.
That's nice.
So I'm going to go run 5 today, and then I'm going to do a long run on Saturday as well. So it's really cool. I felt it was the first. It was New Year's Day, Saturday. Uh-huh. It was so sunny and beautiful outside. Thank
yes.
God I got out and ran. And I just went and ran, and it just felt so alive, and it was so sunny and pretty and
yeah.
just awesome. It was just like the best way to start the New Year's off.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody was lucky because the Rose Parade could take place because the weather was nice. Mm. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
I mean, the
sunny.
Following day, yesterday, was pouring the whole day.
Pouring, yeah.
And freezing.
Yeah.
It's still freezing.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been having snow here at, like, very low levels. And this is very unusual for Southern California, you know?
I know. We don't do snow here.
No.
Unless
really
you're up
don't.
In the Big Bear or something like that.
Yeah, in the mountains.
Yeah, the mountains. That's different.
Yeah. But it's
wow.
very unusual. Yeah. And it's been pouring, man, nonstop.
Mm.
All day yesterday.
So, doing the marathon, ran my 9 miles, and I'm really excited about that.
Now, do you stop during those 9 miles?
Yeah, I do.
You do, right?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yeah.
I stop. I stretch.
You walk.
I walk. I don't stop. I just walk a little bit, and I'll be like, okay, from here to the stop sign, I'm going to walk.
Yeah.
And then I'll
now,
stretch.
How do you know how far you run? Do you have, like, those petty...
I go online, and there's a
thing... Pedometer or
something? No, there's a thing online you can do. You go mapmyrun.com, or there's different websites like that where you can do
uh-huh.
running maps. Mm. So you basically just chart where you're starting off, and you click, 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 click to the different streets.
Right.
And you know how many miles.
That's cool.
So, yeah. So I did that.
Wow. People think of everything, huh?
Yeah. And not to mention, like, I did stop and have breakfast in between the 9 miles because I met a friend for breakfast. So it was about 7 miles to the breakfast place.
Yeah.
And that was...
But it's still 9 miles.
Well, and it's still... I'm still building up.
Yeah.
So I met my friend for a really good breakfast at about 7 miles. Mm-hmm. We ate breakfast, hung out.
And then
out,
you kept on running?
And then I ran home, which was about
really?
Another 3.5 miles.
After you ate? Wow.
I mean, I waited a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to get to do that marathon. You're not going to get to stop and take a break and go eat breakfast. But, yeah, one step at
yeah,
a time.
Not that you want to. I mean,
yeah,
know.
One step at a time. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, it was not.
Yeah, Rome was not built in a day. So we did a movie watching day yesterday, my roommate and I, because
uh-huh.
it was raining, and I had a good time. But, man, I can't watch. I mean, I love watching movies, but it was just like 4 in a row.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fucking movies.
Yeah.
I can't even sit through one.
I know you can't sit through one.
I don't know why. You know, I get very restless,
it.
But... Yeah, I think that's why I think we should start going to the movie theater again.
I love movies,
there,
though.
Yeah, when you go to the movies, mm-hmm. it's cool. But you watched it at home, right?
Yeah, I watched it at home.
So did you see any good ones?
I've seen a couple good ones. I saw the movie Defiance with Daniel Craig, and it's about the Holocaust.
Oh, is it? Because I have it like
oh,
all
man,
lined up on
it's
Netflix.
It's so good. It's
really?
About. It came out, what, a year or two ago, and it's, I think about a year ago. But yeah, it's about a group of Jews during the Holocaust that
right.
retreated into what, some of a forest. That
yeah,
were like, I
in
don't know,
Poland or something?
Somewhere,
or,
yeah.
Yeah, like and then they were fighting the Germans.
They're fighting the Germans, and they did this for years.
Right.
And they, like, you know, and then they became bigger and bigger and bigger, and they became a huge, you know,
right.
huge group of
like
you know, resistance. Yeah.
Right.
And they got married, and they, you know, started schools and had hospitals. They started working on, I mean, they evolved into
yeah.
having medicine, things like that. I mean, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. No, I mean, the premise sounded good, so I have it on my queue on Netflix, but I haven't seen it yet. So
it's
you're saying it's
worth
it. It's
an amazing movie, and it's one of those movies that sticks with you because you just think of, like, the hardship, the resilience, the faith, the, you know, they had to really have community and take care of one another. And then you saw the turmoil, and, like, even with this big group of people, you started to see people try to be emergent leaders that weren't fit to be a leader.
Right.
You know, and there was a little bit of a tyranny within the group, you know, and
right.
How that was dealt with, you know, because I think that harsh conditions can bring out the best and worst in people. So you get to really see what people are made of, you know?
Yeah.
Have you heard that expression? I've heard it in the church community, Christian community, but it's just people in general. That, you know, Christians or people are like tea bags. You put them in hot water, you find what they're really made of.
Oh, really? No,
yeah.
I've never heard that.
Well, it's kind of like anybody, the human condition.
Yeah.
Like, when everything's kind of serene or whatever, you can kind of get away with being the nice guy or whatever.
Right.
But it's really when you've been tired and you're stressed and you're sitting in traffic for 3 hours, there's a side of you that comes out that doesn't necessarily come out normally, right?
Right.
You amplify people's conditions, harsh elements, no
right.
food, no water, you know, no family or whatever the situation is, and you start to see these sides of humanity come out. So
right.
you saw some of the people there that were grown men that were fighting, that were hungry,
uh-huh.
and it was a matter of life or death for some people to eat, and they wanted to eat more.
Right. Yeah,
and they demanded yeah. larger portions and things like that, and it became this big fight because, you know, everybody's kind of crazed hungry.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, those people really helped a lot. They rescued a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember the movie Inglourious Basterds,
yeah.
those were like that as well. You know, the Jewish guys
mm-hmm.
were
mm-hmm.
the same thing. They're like partisans. You know, they're like in the forest, and you know, they're like underground.
Yeah,
and they were fighting
you're right.
the Nazis and shit. So mm-hmm. that's the same thing.
Weren't
know?
Some of those Americans though too, like Brad Pitt's? They were like kind of a collision or like a collision. That's not the right word. They were kind of like an amendum. That's the wrong word, too. They're like kind of like
you
a...
You meant collusion?
I meant like they were like a side dish to that. They were kind of
yeah.
people that came over from the U.S. and they were trying to be
that's
badasses.
True, yeah. Maybe they were helping and stuff. But yeah, they were Jews.
Kind of a... Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. Were they American? They did have some American accent.
I think
accent,
for in,
huh?
in I think in the movie that we're yeah. talking about, you know, Glorious Bastards, yeah.
Right.
But
I want to see that movie again.
Apparently,
man.
Yeah, it's great. Apparently,
it is a great
what
movie.
they said was there wasn't recognition really given to these people that lived in the forest. There
right.
wasn't ever really it's not really documented the way, you know. And I thought, man, I was it really did my heart good to see something like that, because I've always wondered why people. Did they fight back? What were the other
uh-huh.
what were the other different groups of people during that time? How were they surviving? Did any people escape? That kind of thing. I know some people, you know, fled and got away.
Right.
I knew some people hid Jews, but collectively a Jewish community, I was like,
right.
you know.
Well, some of them are heroes to this very day in Israel, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, many of them saved a lot of people.
Mm.
And they were fighting. Yeah, they were
yeah.
fighting. But, you know, they were not really organized well because... There was no country, there was no, you know, Jews were just everywhere.
Mm.
And these people went underground, they risked their lives and saved people, yeah. So so that sounds pretty good. I'm going to watch that movie.
Well, one of the lines in the movie was, you know, Daniel Craig's character said something like, we're good at this, we're good at that, and we're good at dying. He says, as a Jewish community, we're not expected to fight back.
Right.
You know, he said, we're good at dying.
Right.
And it was kind of like... a big moment in the movie where, you know, it's kind of speaking to people that, you know, the women had to learn to fight. They had to learn to use guns.
Yeah.
And they all had to take turns going to look for food and stuff like that. And
yeah.
it was just kind of like, you know, they went and got some people out of the ghettos and, the, you know, the concentration, like
uh-huh.
the, before they took them all to concentration camps, I think they were in ghettos,
they
right?
put them in ghettos, right. They put walls around them
yeah.
and they let them live in certain areas of the
yeah,
city.
Before they like annihilated them, right? Before they all went to
right,
yeah,
to death
so
camps.
They were basically, you know, taking them and taking them out and taking them to the forest, which wasn't much better at all,
right.
as far as conditions. But at least they think that at least they're surviving.
They saved them, right?
At least it's like at least you could be free,
right?
You know, and I thought that was really really cool. You know,
yeah.
so you saw some of the best and worst sides of humanity, and it makes you question like what you would do and how you would handle this, and
yeah.
You know, I mean, just how outrageous.
Yeah, I know. Did you ever watch Schindler's List?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hard
that
movie.
One is unforgettable, right? Mm. I mean, it's hard to forget what you see there.
No, they really went for it.
Yeah. And, you know, when I went to Israel last time a few months ago, I think I told you, I went with my daughter to the museum, to
uh-huh.
the Yad Vashem, which is the Holocaust Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing, it's like it goes on forever. You know, they show you, they start at the beginning when the Nazis rose to power and,
uh-huh.
you know, and the mood in Europe at the time. And then you go through everything, through the timeline, you know,
mm.
of how things have happened. And
uh-huh.
they have real artifacts from those times, you know, like clothes that people wore. And
mm.
and it's just like, you know, it leaves such a mark on you
mm.
that, you know, to wonder how people can do this to other people. So, yeah, so, I mean, you know, the movie Schindler's List gives you a little bit of it, but, yeah, there's a lot that people went through, obviously. I don't think we can even fathom what it was like. And, you know, that's only a couple generations, but you know, before us. It's not like it happened thousands of years ago.
I know. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Didn't they say that the 20th or the 21st century is the most violent century?
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Maybe it's hard to believe. I don't know. Maybe more people died than at any time because we have...
Globalization, I think we know a lot.
And destructive bombs and strong militaries and shit. But I don't know. Because, I mean, men have always fought like crazy.
Mm. That's true. I mean, it's not anything new. I just think maybe more people and more population and globalization and stuff like that has allowed...
No, definitely. I mean, you know, I mean, World War II, World War I, thousands of people died for sure. Mm. I'm sorry, millions of people died. Easily, yeah. So, let's see. Getting over to some more cheerful
lighter
news. David Arquette enters rehab.
For
alcohol.
Okay.
And other issues. So I guess he's trying to deal with, he's in there for drinking and depression, not hard drugs, it says. So, I guess, you know, he's still reeling from the breakup with Courtney.
Oh, really?
Courtney Cox, yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. The man, I mean, he seems like a lovable puppy.
Right.
He seems like a lovable little puppy that got into, like, you know, tore up some shoes while you were gone. You know, like peed in your bed. you know, and he needs to be kind of smacked around a little bit. Because, you know, I mean, if he was my ex-husband or my husband, I'd be like, what the hell were you thinking going on Howard Stern? Really?
But, you know, I mean, the thing is that didn't he have an affair also? He admitted to having had an affair
while
he was married. Yeah. So I think, you know, that's why now he's dealing with a broken heart and can't handle all the changes in his life. That's tough, man. It's tough when someone breaks up with you, you know? He's not handling the situation well, they say. He's really depressed. Yeah, well, I'd be depressed too if Courtney Cox left me.
I love Courtney Love.
Do you?
She's just tragically beautiful in a weird way.
Yeah.
She's just kind of a hot mess.
Yeah.
It's sad. There's this part of it that's sad, but there's just a part of it that's just kind of like, you know, she's not the normal kind of girl, and I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want her to be, like, tragic. It's just kind of a...
Yeah. But she's made a name for herself on her own, you know, without Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, she had. No, she did. Not all of it was good.
No. Obviously.
No, not all of it was good, but you know, she's kind of a hot mess, but I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love a good hot mess once in a while. I'm part hot mess.
Part hot mess, huh?
Yeah. I think I'm a part hot mess and part like 50s housewife that's repressed. No, not really.
No, hardly repressed.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not. Woo! Para!
Well, that depends, woo! You know. I mean, if we talk sexually, you know, that's it's a different thing.
Because Sam knows everything.
I know everything, man. I can diagnose anybody at any time.
You're crazy.
But let's not go there. I'm really sick. You know, my nose is totally like stuffed. I can't breathe. I'm talking through my nose, obviously. And I think it's thanks to you. I think it's...
Well,
you see, now you're feeling better.
I'm still, like, a little stopped up, and my nose is like...
Really?
There's still some stuff going on up in there, and I'm like, come on now, really? But don't say I never gave you anything.
No?
No.
Okay.
Don't say I never gave you anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you didn't give me that.
Yeah, well, I don't like to brag, so...
No, huh?
Yeah, you know. And I'm not an Indian giver either, so I'm not going to take it back. It's all yours, buddy. Have fun.
Yep. Yeah. So listen to this funny thing. Mm. I guess 5,000 birds fell from the sky in Arkansas on New Year's Eve.
They just fell?
They just fell from the sky. And they're trying to figure out what happened, you know. So there's some speculation. And they're saying one of them could have been weather-related.
Aww.
Maybe like a lightning strike or high-altitude hail.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, there was a storm there. They're also thinking it could have been the fireworks. You know, maybe they were all flying into the fireworks and just damaged.
Oh, that's sad.
Then they said poisoning or disease could have been the reason, you know. But if that's the case, I can't see them all, like, dying at the same time.
It's kind of like they all were, like, in a cult together.
Yeah.
And they all drank the Kool-Aid at the same time.
There you go.
Like, it's time to go, guys. New Year's Day, we're going to bird heaven.
Yeah.
That's funny.
They're thinking also air toxins, but... I don't know. I don't know what it is. The one that makes the most sense is the fireworks. You know?
Yeah, that one, they probably got lit up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they would be able to see that, don't you think, on the carcasses and shit?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you had to go back and interview the birds, see what was going on with their vision at the time.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys see this coming? I expected more of you.
Yeah.
We can have that conversation.
And they're saying they didn't fall off the from the sky when there are fireworks. So, you know, how can that be any different? Mm-hmm. So they haven't figured it out. They're still trying to figure out why 5,000 birds fell from the sky. Mm. Wow, that would have been pretty weird to see that, huh?
So, I just can't date a short guy.
Why?
I just can't do it. I can't do it.
Why? Did the opportunity present itself?
No, it just seems like a lot of short dudes like me, too.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's like, you know, I just can't do it.
Can't do it, huh? Mm-hmm. Why? So you don't want someone your own height? You want them?
No.
What if they're a couple of inches higher, taller? That's not enough
a
for you?
A couple times five. Couple...
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't know. I feel kind of bad, like it's a little bit shallow.
No, but if that's what you like, that's what you like, you know? I guess you
want to
be
embraced. I also would like $1 million.
Embraced by someone, right? You want someone big.
Yeah.
Not just tall. You want him to be a large man, right?
Large and so. In charge.
So any new contenders?
Well, I'm still doing a little online thing, but I, you know.
Yeah, what are you finding there?
Since my laptop has been totally hijacked from me, it's a slower process because I just have to kind of get on really quickly and get off.
Uh-huh.
It's cool. I mean, it's, you know, it comes in waves. You meet people. And to be honest, and I remember this when the last time I did it like a year ago, you have to have consistency and keep up with stuff. So I'm not that consistent with it. I get on and I get excited for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I write
you
people
get
back.
Bored with it?
Well, I write people back and then I won't get on for 3 days and then I have to remember who I was chatting with and then I got to go back. And then I got new people that are interested and I'm like, oh, it's like you're chasing butterflies or something. And then you forget, you know? So I'm probably just not that focused on it.
Yeah, I guess not.
But I like going out. I like dating.
But it's better that way. Don't take it too seriously, you know?
Well, clearly I'm not. But I know I'll get people that you know, that are interested. And the first thing I look at is height. And if it says like 5'4", 5'5", 5'6", 5'7", 5'8", 5'9", even 5'10", I usually don't even respond.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So tell me something. I mean...
Not that that's bad. I mean, I know there's good-looking guys out there that are really cool guys that are not that tall. It's more of an attraction thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you like. But then you're upset because guys need to look at pictures and shit, you know?
Well, I think that guys sometimes take it too far. I know men are visual, and I think you should have pictures. I think pictures are great. Like, I think it's hiding if you're not putting yourself out there. And, and you know, and all my pictures, like I said, are very candid. They're not like the glamour shots. They're like me with a friend doing something or me just ha ha ha, you know? So there's no false advertising at all. But I think guys can get carried away where they want more and more photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't understand that.
Really?
Well,
more photos. It's like not enough for them. Because maybe they're still trying to figure out what you look like.
No, but I mean, throughout the years, I've experienced guys that, like, you know, even one of my roommates, she had a photographer. No, a friend of hers that she met, and he was kind of interested in her, and he wanted to see more photos. Like, they'd already met in person, but he wanted to see more photos and all. It's like he wanted to have this fantasy world of her.
Right.
And I think guys can kind of like want to have this virtual fantasy of someone where they just have these photos and they just,
right,
you know,
they already planned the wedding and everything.
I don't know about wedding, but they've already planned something and it involves her photo and I don't want to know what else. And I think that's why, you know, I don't put any of those, like, I just am like, look, you see that I got two eyes and a nose and a mouth and I'm symmetrical. And decent looking girl, either you're into it or you're not.
Right.
And if not, sorry, because I do not, you know, I think it's just weird.
Yeah. So do you get a lot of messages from people interested in your profile?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah, but they're not all desirable.
Right. I know. But it's cooler to be a girl because then you get those things. When you're a guy, you have to go chasing.
Well, and it's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of like a flea market a bit because you got to kind of go through and go net, 5-5.
But at least
you
get a choice to choose from, you know?
Yeah.
Guys hardly get that.
Yeah. But you get guys too. I mean, there's like a lot of guys that just go, you're hot.
Yeah.
Or, hi, how's it going? And there's like nothing.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to have to do all the work.
I know.
You know, I have to go in and, you know, read their profile and find something funny to say. I'm like, no, I'm too busy.
Yeah.
Too much. Like, you know, you need a guy that's going to put forth a little effort.
Yeah.
But no, I've met, there's some cool guys right now that I'm chatting with that are Christians. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, Christian guys.
Yeah, we'll see.
There we go. Tomorrow we're going to have an interview with someone who wrote a book on Christianity. And,
oh, great. What's the name of the book?
I forgot.
Great.
But
love
you'll
it.
Know
See how prepared
tomorrow.
We are? Love that, guys. We're having an author on tomorrow. They're always the most exciting, if you know what I mean. And
well, I'm going to be reading a little bit tonight, so I'm prepared.
Isn't it like the myth, Christianity and myths or something like that?
No, no. I think he dabbles into the Bible and
dabbles
like that. In the Bible and whatever. Whatever, but
yeah,
it should be pretty good. You know, I mean, you know, obviously, if I thought it was interesting. Then...
Mm. I also noticed that there's a lot of dudes of ethnicity that like me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know.
Well, that's just because there's a lot of them.
What do you mean there's a lot of them?
I mean, there's people from every background, I guess, interested.
Well, I'm noticing a lot of, like, you know, black dudes, Latin dudes.
Yeah.
You know.
They like that white meat, man. Let me tell you.
I don't know.
They want that white meat.
And they're good-looking guys, but I've just never really been attracted, generally.
Right.
Like, I went to a black church for 3 years. It's not a black church, but, you know.
Right.
And great guys. A lot of them are really, really attractive, and models and actors and that whole thing, and musicians. But I just never had that kind of connection, you
right,
know? I
right.
mean, I look at them and go, oh, they're a good-looking guy, but not that kind of... I don't know what it is. It's like the... what's it called? The chemistry just wasn't ever there,
right,
you know?
Right, yeah.
And but I'm like, so many of them are attracted to me, I might want to look into this. Because,
there you go, investigate.
You know, if you can't beat them, join them. You know, like, okay, well, apparently it's a sign. No,
yeah, maybe they see something there that you don't.
It's like, okay, well, until I lose 30 pounds, let's try this out. While I got it, like, while it's hanging out, you know, talk to me in 3 months when the marathon's done. They might not be interested, but, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. So you got to get in shape for the marathon. Not only running, right? But, I mean, do you do any exercise at all? Stretches?
I mean, I stretch, but, I mean, you know, running over an hour is quite a lot of
really?
Exercise.
Yeah.
Not really. You try it. Tell me. You couldn't even do 20
That's
minutes.
That's true.
Most people couldn't even do 10 or 15 minutes of running.
That's true.
So over an hour or getting into 2 hour running. Cause also,
that is true.
But you do it once. So it's like kind of like 3 days of like, it's about 3 days, 3 or 2 days of small runs.
Right.
And then I'll do a middle run and then a long run once a week.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So about 5 days.
Right.
But
and
I'm
you
just
got,
starting.
You got, what, 3 months to prepare?
Relatively, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm doing okay. Mm. But I need new shoes because my shins were hurting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You need new shoes.
Yeah, I got to get new shoes.
Okay, somebody send her new shoes.
Shoes. I'm going to go get some new tennis shoes. And I wear like a million bras. It's ridiculous.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, like a million sports bras.
One sports bra is not enough?
Hell no.
Really?
Hell no. I'm not putting my breasts in jeopardy. Like, I'm not going to have like saggy boobs.
Yeah, are they really saggy when you wear sports bras?
No, I
bras?
Said I'm not going to have them in the future.
No, but when you wear a sports bra, is that what happens?
Well, I think if people don't protect them, then they're going to, like, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a few minutes.
Okay, fine. Okay. Let's just wait.
Sorry. Can you?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'm just holding it.
No, I don't want you to start sweating.
Fine. Like, I was just telling Sam, I was like, Sam, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he's like, you can't just wait 5 minutes because we're almost finished.
Yeah, we're almost finished. By the time you get back, we'll have to finish the show.
No, that's just fine. I'll hold it in.
Well, let's talk about what you're feeling right now.
No, I'm just feeling a little tense. Feeling a little tense right now.
I'm telling you, you got to do it in the morning.
It's my second cup. My second cup of
then
coffee.
Drink coffee at home.
I did. I
so
drank it like
get an emotion.
Eight. It's just a little bit longer. Some of us don't
coffee
have, like,
gets it in motion every time.
Whatever.
For me.
It does too, yeah, but yeah. I don't have like turbo intestines. I don't know what you're dealing with over there, but mine, you know, it's like an hour later. Like, had my first coffee at like 8 something,
uh-huh.
And then I went to the bathroom,
uh-huh.
And then I had a second cup right before. I got this cup right here when we're
I
going
see.
On the
so
air.
So you've got to pay every time you have a cup, right? For every cup, there's a trip to,
yeah.
to the bathroom.
Yeah, it gets everything going. I don't know how regular you are, but my stuff
I'm very regular.
My stuff is kicking.
Yeah, you're too regular.
I am, actually. Sometimes I'm like, you know.
Every hour.
No, it's not like that. It's like, you know.
No, but it's good. It's good to go.
Yeah, it is good. Did you guys get all that?
To evacuate.
I can never have a guy that would be interested in listening to this show. Never, ever.
I want to give a shout out to Derek. who wrote me on Facebook. He says, I'm done with all the archives. I need some more. I'm addicted.
Oh, I love Derek. He posted on my wall. And then we've got Maggie Jones. We've got Bella. We have a lot of people that have been sending some emails and
That's
things
cool.
like that. Yeah,
well,
really
Maggie
cool people.
And Bella, write to me too, goddammit.
Oh, you guys don't leave Sam out because Sam needs some
exactly.
love.
Exactly. I need some love.
For oh, and we just got a new, let me show you. I've got to find her stuff. But we just got a new
fan.
A new fan. They're in North Carolina. And they're really cool people.
Oh, how
and
cool.
And she's like, yeah, we listen to the show. We love it. We can't get enough.
Okay, yeah, I know. It. A lot of people say that.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Keep it up. Spread the word. I don't know what we're doing.
Well,
for
we'll
you.
Bring you a lot of surprises this year. And, you know, we're constantly looking to improve the show and everything. So
we're going
to
have a lot
you know,
of cool
But you don't
guests.
Want to change it too much because people then get irritated. You know, they get used to something.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't want. Changes.
Well, we're going to have some cool people on that are going to, you know.
Yeah, we definitely will.
Yeah, so it's a really awesome girl named Renee, and her friends listen, or some of her friends. So really cool people.
Yeah.
Renee out in NYC, and they live in North Carolina. Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah. Well, I guess if you listen to us, you're automatically cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite amazing. You know, I think it's cool. So.
It is cool, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, did you have a tree in your house for Christmas?
No, we didn't do a tree.
Yeah.
My roommate
you know,
decided to move out in the middle of December.
Yeah.
And
took the tree with her.
She was like, I want to get a tree. I'm like, you're moving out in 3 days. So we can still get a tree. I'm like, no, we're not doing a tree. And I mean, I got to take care of the tree and watch it. But anyway, no. Basically, I think that, you know, we didn't do the tree. She moved out in the middle of the month. Everything was everywhere.
Yeah.
And I had a shitty Christmas because of her.
Oh, wow.
I'm just playing. It's not her fault.
Yeah, it's not her fault. But, you know, our neighbors took out their tree, and the whole fucking hallway and the elevator was full of fucking leaves and shit.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, I was irritated. I'm like, who is supposed to clean this shit up? You know, you don't just leave it like that. And I saw them actually do it, so I knew who it is. But
oh, you do? Did
luckily,
you say
a couple hours later, he actually came out and cleaned up the whole thing.
Oh, really?
So I was really
well,
impressed.
Well, now do you live in a nice? You live like in nice apartments, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
Do you have a pool and a jacuzzi?
No.
Oh, you need to get up on that.
Nah, I don't need that. I never use it anyway.
Really?
Yeah. In previous places I lived, they had that stuff, but I don't use it.
I think you should get
like
one.
The gym and the pool and stuff, you know, maybe once the whole time.
When I had a jacuzzi, every time after work, I'd go and put my feet on the jets.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I totally do
you
that.
You sure it was your feet?
Shut up, nasty man.
Nasty man.
Whatever.
All right. Listen, you look to me like you're suffering here. Let's wrap up.
I'm not suffering.
You okay?
I'd never have to go number two, so don't worry about it, guys.
Oh,
I'm always just a number one kind of girl.
We don't believe that even one bit. But anyway, so I'm going to have to go and take care of my car today, which I'm not looking forward to. And then the rest of the stuff. And hopefully I'll feel better because I'm sick of having this cold. You know, incredibly, it hasn't, you know, hit me that hard.
Mm.
So, you know, hopefully in a couple of days it'll be gone. Anyway, Kara, thank you so much for returning to us this year. I want to thank all our guests. All our guests. No. I don't want to thank our guests. I want to you know what? I better get the fuck out of here.
You guys be
thank
blessed.
You all
have
our
a
listeners.
Wonderful new year. Thank you for listening.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.